Joining us, the Democratic State Party Chair, Robin Driscoll. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Well, this is not going to be a fun conversation because the fact of the matter is the Democratic Party got absolutely shellacked in this. What happened?
Yeah, in the state we definitely did. This was just, gosh, such a tough cycle in a really hyper-nationalized political atmosphere. I think a lot of Democrats, Montana Democrats that were running for office, really suffered with President Trump at the top of the ticket. But we have to stay focused on, getting things done for Montanans. We still do have some folks going up to the legislature and actually caucusing this week. But, and so that's what we'll do this session. And, just focus on probably a few bills that we can get passed in a bipartisan manner. But that's how we'll make gains, I guess, in 22.
Yeah. Okay. 22. Well, Robin, as an observer here, Robin and I talked to virtually every one of the statewide Democratic candidates, every one of them.
Uh-huh.
And I thought they were excellent candidates, each and every one of them. They were well-spoken, regardless of how you feel about it. And Robin and I have no dogs in these fights. We're doing everything we can to just get the information out. I think the issue...
Yeah, and I so appreciate that about you guys. You've never been partisan, political, and I appreciate that.
But what I've noticed is that these are names of people we don't know. I think about Rafe, for crying
Rafe
out loud,
Rachel.
That people can't even say his name right, and yet he's up against a guy whose dad was, in the legislature and did all kinds of things, long before Austin Knutson did, and you say, well, I know that name, I don't know this one. And I would say the same thing up and down the ticket. What I would hope that might happen is that you might be able to convince these candidates to get ready for the next election 4 years from now. Keep their names out there so we can get familiar with them. Do things that get them noticed, because that's been the Republican playbook now for several decades. And boy, they presented a slate of people we knew those names.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. And unfortunately, you knew the name, but you didn't necessarily know the person, because I still am a firm believer that every one of our candidates on a statewide level was superior to the candidates on the Republican side. And I will never back down on that. We had fantastic candidates this time.
It's just getting that across to the citizens of the state of Montana.
Yeah.
It's not just, Republicans or Democrats, because the bottom line is everybody is a taxpayer, and these are employees of the taxpayer. Are you going to be best represented?
Yeah. Let's move on to the legislative session here. We can beat ourselves up all day long about the election, but move on to that.
I have.
let's move on to this upcoming session, because this is going to be a situation that the Democrats have not faced in, 16, maybe even 20 years of actually having a Republican legislature and a Republican in the governor's chair. So blush at all of this, it looks like they can just about throw anything out there they want.
And they will. And that's why we need to stand strong together and hold them accountable for some of the crazy stuff that's going to come forward. And I'm just saying that from my own experience being in the legislature, there are always some just stuff that nobody in Montana would be interested in, supporting, other than, just a few far, far, far right folks. And so we as a party need to do everything we can to hold them accountable to what they bring forward. Our priority will be to do everything we can to find common ground, to get, at least some of our priorities done. And defend, so many of the bipartisan achievements of the last several sessions, like Medicaid expansion and investments in public education, critical infrastructure. We passed a bonding bill last time. Much of our caucus has experience and success working across the aisle. So We are going to do whatever we can to deliver for Montanans, as we always have in the past, and we'll work to do that again this session.
You know, one of the things that I think the Republicans were counting on was the Supreme Court to invalidate as unconstitutional the Affordable Care Act, which apparently isn't going to happen now, at least initial indications. That, of course, could change. But that would have taken care of Medicare expansion. It would not even have had to come up in the legislature. But now it looks like it's going to have to.
Yes, you are totally correct. I mean, as long as, like, I agree with you. Every indication is that they are not going to throw out the entire Affordable Care Act. So we have got to work like we have never worked before to save, you know, healthcare for 70,000 Montanans that are depending on that. And I don't even know what, you know, we just have to work super hard. But, and it's not just the legislators that have to work hard. It is folks across Montana that are receiving health care that hadn't had it in the past, that have got to keep in touch on a regular basis with their legislators, make them realize how important it is to save Medicaid expansion. So they've got to be in touch with them on a daily basis, emailing them, phoning them, and leaving messages. You know, over the midterm break, holding them accountable by you know, asking them to have a public meeting for to receive commentary, because if not, if they're not hearing from folks across the state that are in favor, and besides that, all the rural folks and keeping their hospitals open, you know, they've got to hear from those folks.
Well, one of the things that I think needs to be done is since you don't have the governorship anymore, you know, these points that this is the bully pulpit. So in order to have the information come out, those that are still there need to make sure that their point of view is in the media as well as the governor's point of view, because it's point counterpoint. All we can report on are the facts that are presented.
That's exactly right.
Yes. Yep. And I will make a promise to you right now that you will be hearing plenty of counterpoint from the Democratic Party and from our Democratic legislators.
And that, that will best serve everyone because you'll have the information.
Yep. And, you know, we just know that the stated agenda of the governor and the Republican legislator threatens workers' rights, threatens women's access to reproductive health care, funding for critical infrastructure. And we're going to show up every day to defend against that agenda. And we are going to point out when it is not met.
Robin Driscoll is our guest. She is the Montana State Democratic Party chair. And you've been handed a pretty tough situation. And it's going to be about, as you've pointed out, mobilizing not just the legislators, but citizenry, too. And that's Democrats all over the state.
Yep. Well, and not even just Democrats. It, you know, Medicaid expansion is not a Democratic issue. It was a bipartisan bill brought before the legislature by a Republican, passed in a bipartisan manner. And it's not only Democrats in that 70,000 people that are receiving health care that did not have it before.
Yeah. I want to focus on another situation here, and that is school choice.
Sure.
The governor-elect has made it very clear that he is all about school choice, and we have seen legislation apparently being prepared. As it is right now, the donation cap for scholarships to private schools is $150. The term, what I'm hearing is that's going to go to $30,000.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me one bit. You know, I think that once the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Espinoza, I think that there were, I, in fact, I would guess that there were already bills being drafted before the Supreme Court even ruled on that. And I did not know that. This is the first I've heard that it's $30,000, but it does, yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all, and that will pass handily, I'm sure.
Where are the question I have, and I had this question throughout the entire election process, the whole election cycle. Where was the teachers' union? Where was the state association school administrators? Where was the school, the board of regents? Where were all of these education groups when you know these kinds of things were in the offing, and this 30,000 dollar tax credit that is going to hurt public education. It can't help but hurt public education.
Absolutely. And I can only speak to MFTE, and they are not a teachers union anymore. Now it is Montana Federation of Public Employees, which includes teachers. But they were very, because I was in the legislature when we passed the $150 tax credit, and they were diligent, they were vigilant, they were there at every hearing, begging folks not to vote in favor of that. And so they were out there, and I was there. So I know that, the other groups, I can't tell you, what their strategies were.
Well, they didn't have one. They weren't even around. They didn't even speak about it. That's what bothered me, is that, where were they? Because, Mike Cooney needed some help and he wasn't getting it.
Yeah. Well, I disagree with that, but
do disagree with me, please. I'd love to hear it because it makes me really sad.
Because there were ads on television that were paid for by MFPE and different unions. I'll tell you, I got an email every week from the Yellowstone Valley Labor Council here in Billings, which is inclusive to all unions. That we're going out and knocking doors for Cooney every Saturday and Sunday. And they were actually paying their folks a shift to do if they would do that.
Wow.
So,
well, that's good to hear, because they sure didn't show up around here in the Flathead.
Okay. And
they didn't.
I can't speak to that, but.
I'm
just a former member, and I know how much.
Well, I hope you're right, Robin, because we were very disappointed in the fact that that nobody really. We did get a small advertising buy from AFSCME, but everybody else was just like, "Where were you?" All the other forces were just beating the holy Toledo out of Mike Cooney, and there was nobody supporting Mike. And it on our air, and that was sad. Now they may have been on television, but nobody was watching television.
Yeah, and I will absolutely say, I mean, Greg Gianforte with his millions, there was no way that Mike Cooney's campaign was ever going to be able to keep up with, because, I mean, there's very few people in the United States, and especially in Montana, that can fork over $5 million to their campaign. I mean, who does that? You know. That to me is so offensive as a Montanan, that we have somebody that, in my opinion, just can go out and buy an election. That just offends me to no end.
Hmm. Well, it's elections do have consequences, and I'm thrilled to hear that that you guys are going to step up to the plate now and try to organize the
information.
People, yeah, and get that out there, because, boy, I tell you, we had to fight for anything we could find here so that we could present a balanced approach. And I really we want to be balanced, and that's why we're asking for all of this. And that's why we were so disappointed, Robin, is we just felt that, we had all the information in the world coming at us from the Republicans. The Democrats weren't giving us anything to balance it with.
And the Republican message is coordinated from the top down. Everybody says the same thing, and the media is the message, and so you hear it repeated over and over again all throughout the different media. And in a lot of ways, your candidates are speaking singly.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that their approach is right, but, the message is the message.
So now I'm going to agree with you on that point. I think as Democrats, we absolutely need to clarify our message, because our message is far superior and stronger than the Republican message as far as supporting Montanans, everyday Montanans. But you're right. We do need to make sure that that message is clear and that it's repeated consistently and constantly, and that we fight back when we hear the messaging of defund the police or socialism. Are you kidding me? The only people that were talking about that were Republicans. I never, ever heard a Democratic candidate say that they were interested in defunding the police. That is a scare tactic, and that I think that has, you know, played a lot into our losses this time too. It was just scare tactics put out and us not responding as quickly as we should have. And that, like you said, our message needs to be out there consistently all the time.
Well, Robin, we kind of beat you up, and I'm sorry. We didn't mean to do that. It's just that...
actually, you know, I'm glad you did, because I could get my feelings out. I'm everything I stated, I firmly believe, and it was good for me to be able to say that out loud.
Good. But, thank you.
The one thing I'm happy to hear from you is it looks like we're going to lick our wounds, and at least the Democrats are going to lick their wounds and step up to the plate and take the next 4 years to figure out what went wrong and how we can fix it.
We are not quitting. We're not giving up on Montana.
All right. Well, and as I say, Robin and I, we work here. We fight so hard to have a balanced approach, and it was very difficult for us to do that this year. We look forward to a more balanced approach here for us, because it really helps us.
And the thing,
So I'll make that point to our executive board as well.
Yeah, the thing is, Democrats, Republicans, far left, far right, all of those things are things that divide people, and really each individual taxpayer should be interested in is, how does this affect me, and what is the reality of it? So it means getting the information out. So we look forward to your input.
Thanks you guys. So next month, and then Gail, starting in January, we'll be discussing legislative issues for 4 months, won't we?
Yes, we will, and I hope that you will be part of that discussion with us.
You know I will.
All right. Thank you.
Robin Driscoll is the Democratic Party in Montana. She is there. How much longer are you going to serve as the chair?
July is when we will hold our convention.
Okay. So we've got you to kick around for.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to those discussions and helping us get a balanced approach here for our audience. Robin Driscoll, thank you so much.
Yep, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
And you too.